a stone?
Yes, Lord.
Hassan felt his cheeks flush.
They made fools of us.
I see.
The sigilite turned back to the doorway. Locks clunked open. The great spiked door swung inward, rasping on its hinges. Malkador raised a long, bony finger and a soft glow of lumen strips bloomed up from floor level.
Come.
The chamber beyond was small in comparison to the others he'd seen. Only 100 meters in length, perhaps, with a low ceiling and rough, unfinished walls. Box-like cases stood at regular intervals. Each was a different size and shape, mounted on pedestals of marble. Some were as tall as he was, some were no larger than his fist. Every case was dark, glinting smoothly like cut crystal.
Before unity, before strife.
Malkador moved between the cases like an old, hunched ghost.
We built these walls. We built them to last. Only later did other men raise their spires around and above them, burying our secrets beneath their own. This is the last repository of the sigilites. We are watched by unsleeping guardians and ringed with ancient wards against ruin. Here are kept the most dangerous and powerful creations of our species. You should feel privileged, Khalid. Not many men have seen these things.
As the sigilite walked, he gestured to some of the cases. Their glass surfaces lit up, exposing the objects held within. Hassan caught glimpses of them as they passed by.
It still makes me proud on occasion. The palace is his, of course. It always has been. But it was built atop a much older structure. The cradle of my order. These are the last foundations of the original fortress, preserved in the depths. A relic of another age. I remember how it was, as so few now do. Only those who linger, who endure as the ages cycle by. But we are a scattered fraternity.
Hassan saw a long, curved sword engraved with flowing script. He saw books, their metal covers thick with the patina of ages, locked closed and bound with chains. He saw suits of armor hung from iron frames. Some were of impossibly old design, plates of polished steel interleaved with linked mesh chain. Others looked more modern, like the bulky, half-dismantled power armor of the Legiones Astartes. The sigilite paused before that one.
The very first. Such a simple principle compared to those that came later. But so very effective.
Hassan let his eyes wander across the other cases.
These are weapons, tools of war.
Some of them.
Malkador started walking again, heading toward the far end of the chamber.
A species is defined by many things. As it lives, as it grows, it creates artifacts. It passes its genius into those things. They become a part of its soul, a living record of its psyche. We create, we fashion, we mold, we make. That is the essence of us. What sets us apart from the beasts who cannot, and the gods who do not deign to.
The sigilite gestured to a smaller cabinet on his left. It contained one of the chamber's many books.
There was a time when that book governed the lives of trillions. None read it now, but its power still remains, locked deep in our unwaking minds. I have studied it many times. Were it not so dangerous, I would recommend you do the same.
He smiled in the dark.
All is vanity, saith the preacher. Perhaps the greatest truth of all.
Malkador finally halted before another large square case. It was as tall as he was, though wider, and remained unlit and opaque.
If the palace above us were destroyed, how much would be lost? Many palaces have come and gone. Many wars have been fought. But these things, they are the treasures of our kind. Without them, we are like children lost in the night, cast adrift, truly homeless.
The casket before them blossomed into illumination, revealing its contents. The stone from Gyptus stood there, but it had changed. The dust had been cleaned from it, leaving a smooth, polished sheen. Hassan could see words and glyphs on the flat surface, hundreds of them, all engraved in tight, dense lines.
Not a weapon?
No, not a weapon. They do not aim to destroy only our fortresses and our starships. They aim to destroy the things that make us what we are. They seek out every accomplishment and marker of success and throw them down, erasing the past, plunging us into forgetfulness.
He gazed at the stone.
I am the custodian of such things. Dawn is more than capable of marshalling our physical defenses. My task is the preservation of our species' soul.
Hassan drew closer to the glass. He could make out pictographic shapes near the top of the stone face, some of them similar to the ones he'd seen over the empty lintel.
What does it say?
The sigilite smiled.
It is the record of an ancient conquest. Some ironies have been waiting for us for millennia.
Marcador ran his fingertip along a line of text, reading out loud.
The manifest god protects all those who are subject to his kinship. He, being a god, the son of a god and a goddess, like Horus, son of Isis and Osiris, who protects his father. Like Horus, who protects his father. Appropriate, no?
Hassan couldn't raise a smile.
Then this was what you intended?
The sigilite nodded.
You did what was asked of you. This thing is what the ancients called the Rosetta Stone. I wished to have it. The enemy wished to have it. Your actions gave us one small victory to set against a tide of defeat. Worth having, I think, despite the cost.
Hassan narrowed his eyes.
Why did they want it?
Oh, it is a symbol. It stands for the recovery of lost knowledge, for the continuity of civilizations. If they had taken it, then they would have destroyed it. A trivial loss, you might think, set against the deaths of billions to come. But I would have felt it.
Malkador's eyes never left the stone. They shone wetly in the dark, as if some great emotion pressed against his soul.
When this is over, should we be victorious? We will have need of these things. We shall remember the tools of enlightenment, so we will never forget how close we skirted the barbarity of despotism. I will see to it. That shall be my task. As it has ever been my task. To keep us from forgetting.
He turned to Hassan.
For what would we have gained should we win the war and yet lose sight of why we fought it? Enlightenment. Got it. Progress. Ascension into something better. That is what we are struggling to preserve.
Hassan turned his head away, looking back over the collection of objects.
You still have not told me what I am doing here.
No. Not yet.
The sigilite moved back towards the chamber entrance.
Come. I have one more thing to show you.